In an instant, everything about your life and someone else's can change. Driving under the influence of cannabis slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment. Behind the wheel of your vehicle, every second counts. So stay alert while you're driving and never drive after consuming cannabis. Your life and the life of others may depend on it. Learn more about safe alternatives at MADD.org. That's MADD.org.
This message is brought to you by MADD and funded by BHDDH.
Very often a story happening in your town is actually not a one-off. It's happening in a lot of places. And there's a story here in my beloved Indiana that's been going on for a couple of years with the previous governor and having to do with who plays what sport and whether or not we're actually going to protect not only girls in sports, but really, are we allowing these things like DEI to permeate in our local schools? Tony Katz today. Good to be with you. When I talk about things that happen in a local place, Providence, Rhode Island, for example, they have a city hall where the city has decided to fly a Palestinian flag. And you could be like, that's insane. But you could also be in a city where you could say, they're doing that right where I live as well. These things do matter. It's important to pay attention to stories locally. William Jacobson, in addition, of course, to his work at LegalInsurrection.com and Cornell Law Professor, we'll be talking about a whole bunch of things and have been talking about a whole bunch of things regarding the Supreme Court and moves from the Trump administration. In addition to this work, he runs something called EqualProtect.org. It is the Equal Protection Project, predicated on the idea that the 14th Amendment states that we will not deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. EPP, together with Pacific Legal, are asking the Indiana High School Athletic Association to drop its DEI quotas for its board. You're talking about where I live. I mean, our show is heard all across Indiana, multiple cities. So this is also an issue that's taking place in a lot of other cities across the country. Walk me through what the Indiana High School Athletic Association is doing here.
Indiana High School Athletic Association, which is a kind of quasi-governmental organization, it's technically independent, but the courts have considered it to be subject to, laws as if it was the government, regulates over 400 member schools, high schools in the state of Indiana. And it basically sets the rules by which sports are played in Indiana. And there's a lot of controversies I've been reading about, boys and girls sports, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not really our issue. Our issue is that the association has a quota system for their board of directors positions. And it's set forth right in their bylaws. It says that among the 19 seats, of course, anybody is eligible for all 19, except two are set aside for females and two are set aside for minorities. So if you're female, you can run for anything. You don't need to run for those spots. And if you're minority, you can run for any of the 19 spots. But they do have this set aside. So those are four of the 19 seats are not available to white males, for example. Two of them are not available to males, and two of them are not available to whites. So this sort of quota system is, in our view, unlawful, that it is racial discrimination and sex discrimination. And we have called on the board of directors to change their bylaws, because this is set forth right in their organizational bylaws, right on their website. It's not hidden, but apparently nobody has called them out on this, or if it has happened, it hasn't risen to public consciousness. So we have written a letter along with Pacific Legal Foundation to them. And Pacific Legal Foundation is a group we have worked with in the past on cases, and they have a lot of experience on board-related set-asides and board-related quotas. And we're calling on the organization to change their bylaws and to have all seats, all 19, available to anyone who is otherwise qualified and otherwise can get elected without regard to race or sex.
In the bylaws that you discuss here, and you quote them at LegalInsurrection.com, it also says, two qualified female representatives, two qualified minorities, two qualified urban school representatives, and one qualified private school representative. In the case of urban school and private school, does that also constitute a level of discrimination?
I don't think so, because that's not a race-based or sex-based category, not a so-called protected class. Now, it might be that, you know, they assume that an urban school representative might be of a particular race, but that's not for sure. That's not a classification. So, no, we are not challenging that you want that they want to have two urban school representatives or one private school representative. We're only challenging the race and sex-based set-asides.
Talking to William Jacobson of EqualProtect.org, the Equal Protection Project, you're not saying that they have to have anybody of any group. You're saying that they can't demand that there are specificities. That you simply cannot have the quota system. But this seems to be all a resultant of this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they'll make the argument that it allows us to have a more well-rounded board and make sure that we're getting all the viewpoints delivered to us. You respond how?
Yeah, well, those are the type of stereotypes that the Supreme Court has rejected in the affirmative action cases, that you assume that because of someone's skin color, they have a particular viewpoint, or that because of someone's sex, they have a particular viewpoint. So, I mean, I think that is legally unsound to say that we want diversity of viewpoints and therefore we're going to do a quota system based on skin color and sex. So I don't think there's any basis to that. You can certainly have as many minorities of women elected as you want, as possible. Have the whole board be minority and women. There's nothing wrong with that. What you can't do is say, hey, you, the male, or you, the white male, or you, the white woman, cannot run for certain board spots. And that's what they're doing. And so that's the issue, is that they have this set aside, not who's going to be on it. By all means, if you want a diverse board, have your membership elect a diverse board. Have them run on a platform that I will add a viewpoint that is not heard. That's fine. Elect them on that basis. But don't have exclusionary race and sex-based set-asides. That's the issue.
This is happening right now in Indiana. You sent a letter to the Indiana High School Athletic Association, known as the IHSAA. You copied the Attorney General of Indiana, Todd Rokita, on that letter. Is it your view, based on doing this work that you do as Equal Protection Project, that Indiana stands alone in this with its High School Athletic Association?
Well, I don't know about high school athletic associations, but I do know that there are many other states where there are these board set-asides. And I know Pacific Legal has filed lawsuits challenging several other state boards. And so this is a common phenomenon. There was a case where the statute was struck down in California, where for all corporations who were licensed to do business in California, you had similar set-asides and quotas, and that was stricken by the courts as unlawful. So this is very common. This quota sort of system is very common. And the question I have for the Indiana High School Athletic Association is, why are you unable to attract diverse candidates and have them elected? And why does that require you have a quota system? I think perhaps they need to examine their outreach to people. Perhaps they need to examine the culture of the organization. And I don't know that culture, but if the only thing you can do is say, the only way we can get women and minorities on the board is through what we believe to be unlawful set-asides, then maybe you've got an organizational culture problem, but the remedy for that culture problem is not discrimination.
Have you heard back from the association? Have they responded to anything you've sent yet?
Not that I'm aware of. They got the letter early yesterday morning. I am not aware of any response so far.
William Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor, EqualProtect.org, the Equal Protection Project, EqualProtect.org. I appreciate you being with us. I've got much more to get to. Keep it here. I'm Tony Katz. This is Tony Katz Today.
Great teachers change lives. Achievement First is hiring in Rhode Island. No certification required, just a passion for learning. Teach with purpose, lead with impact, be yourself. Apply by June 30th at AchievementFirst.org.